We deeply appreciate your spiritual covering by your prayer and support.
皆さんの祈りによって私たちはジャパニーズミニストリー、そしてインターナショナルミニストリーへと拡大することができました。
Because of your prayer, we have been seeing this God's work and we are so blessed to be a part of Central Assembly.
私たちが初めての神様はこの働きを始めてくださいました
。 We didn't start this ministry. God started this ministry among you.
私はジャパニーズなので日本人なら伝道できるから最初思っていました。
I thought that I can reach out Japanese because I can speak Japanese.
しかし神様どういうか私の心をエクスパンドして、
somehow God really expanded my heart.
ネーションズへの心を与えてくださいました。
God gave me love to love nations.
そして神様コリアンを与え、チャイニーズを与え、
God has sent Korean people.
そして他の国の人々をこの国に与えてくださいました。
And other nationality to the Central Assembly.
今日も素晴らしい週間インターナショナルサービスで持てました。
This morning God gave us the such a blessing service.
パスタユリカ後ほど話をしますけども、
later Pastor Yuriko will talk about it.
今日インターナショナルサービスで。
This morning in the international service,
ポール・ヨーク先生を招きして、
we invited Brother Paul York. He's a professor at CBC teaching mission. We had a wonderful service among us. And three Chinese male accept Christ as their personal savior. We give all glory to God.
パスタ・ヨリコがパワーポイントで今の働きを説明しますので、
now Yuriko is going to speak about how God has been workingthrough international ministry this semester.
どうぞお聞きください。
Please listen this. So I'd like to speak continually about God's faithfulness even this semester, 2011. Well, this morning, Brother York reminded us what God is saying about his mission. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.Psalm 96:2, sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations. His marvelous deeds among all people. He reminded us this morning that God did not only save us, but God wanted to use us to bless beyond our comfort zone, which is nations. And I believe that's what exactly he did throughJapanese small group to international ministry. And this is, as Pastor Daisuke said, it's not our work. It's really God's work. Well, international service meet at Fusion Center every Sunday morning during second service. And usually Pastor Daisuke preach in Japanese and I interpret from Japanese to English. And God raised the worship team. They are all students from AGTS, CBC, Evangel,or MSU, Julie, but God just showed his presence beautifully to bring our heart to the Lord. We give praise for that. And this morning, Brother York preached, and at the end, he invited the international people to the altar if they want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I saw about 10 people went to the front to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then less of the people were just watching. But the Lord spoke to me, Yuriko, go and share the gospel this time. So I saw the Simon. He's from China. And he's been coming to the ESO program. And he's adopted by the adopting a student program. So I just sit by him and say, Simon, did you understand today's message in English? And he said, yes.And how do you think that you welcome Jesus as your Savior and only one God, not one of the gods? And he said, sure, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. He just followed the sinner's prayer and he got saved. He brought one daughter from China, but he has a wife and another daughter in China. So we said, come over to our house. And God didn't stop my heart there. So I went to another two.Chinese student, you can see Patrick in the, down below the picture, Patrick and Jeff, and I also reaching out Ben, and they're willing to accept Jesus Christ, so praise the Lord. And international fellowship, they love to eat together, of course Asian food, we always eat rice, and they enjoy to have conversation between international and American people. And 3 years ago, Mrs. Jennifer Morris came to me, Yuriko, I want to use my gift to teach English for international students. I said, sure, let's continue to pray. And this summer, she came to me, I think it's time. So we pray and we ask the Lord his blessing over this program. And from this August, Jennifer started this English conversation skill class every Wednesday night. About 20 students come and go from Julie, OTC, and MSU, and you know, the schools. And God has been blessed this program. And we appreciate all the American friends who teach English without charge. And bless them. And praise the Lord. And adopt an international program has been third year, and now 22 international people adopted by 12 central family, and international people are so blessed to be loved, to receive the love from them, and they start to notice this love is from Jesus Christ. And we're so thankful that Mrs. Sylvia, she just came to international service and she said, this is the place God want me to be there. So she started an international girls' night every first Friday at her house. She just loved them, but straight speak gospel to their heart. And they started to ask questions. Okay, so when, how do I know God? So I heard a great report from her and just praise God what God is doing through her leadership. And Japanese Bible study also meet Friday night at our house. And Pastor Daisuke preached gospel to them. And last Friday was a wonderful time. Eat sushi, but enjoy to hear the gospel. I also preach through Skype to the Japanese ladies who don't live here, but they want to continue listening to God's word. So I do that through Skype, group Skype. And last Friday, Mrs. Cleo Hughes, she's been coming to international service. She's from Brazil, but God spoke to her heart, start a Portuguese Bible study. So she has been listening to God's voice, but last Sunday she said, it's time. So last Friday, she didn't know how many people come, but she just announced and invited a friend, and eight people who speak Portuguese came to her place, and she said, that was a wonderful Bible study. And she reported to me that one lady came and then shared a testimony to all non-Christians who speak Portuguese, how God healed her cancer. The doctor said, you have only 8 months left life. But she asked God, heal me, and then she was healed. So that testimony really bring that great impact to the other people. And she said she wanted to start a Spanish-speaking Bible study. I said, go ahead, we will pray for you. So this coming Friday, we also lead a Chinese Bible study. We believe, continue God's faithfulness. We don't trust our ability. We trust His work, continuing Holy Spirit, His precious work. I want you to pray that upcoming event, which is going to be December 16th, we're going to have an international Christmas banquet. We're going to invite Pastor Jeff, bring the gospel to us. So please pray that many international people will come to Central and hear gospel through Pastor Jeff. And also please pray that next March, we will have a Reaching Out Japanese in USA conference in the Central Assembly. So please pray God will bless that conference. And our goal is salvation, equipping, and network. Tonight I'd like to speak from Psalm 31.
そして、お話をしながら日本人の救いの証を明かしたいと思います。
As we have shared this message, I'd also like to speak about testimony.
詩編の31編の
Please open Psalm 31, verse 5 to 8.
私の霊を見てみてくださいます。真実の神主よ。
Into your hand I commit my spirit.
あなたは私を贖い出してくださいました。
Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God.
私は虚しい偶像につくものを憎み、主に信頼しています。
I hate those who cling to worthless idols. As for me, I trust in the Lord.
あなたの恵みを私は楽しみ、喜びます。
I'll be glad and rejoice in your love.
あなたは私の悩みをご覧になり、私の魂の苦しみを知っておられました。
For you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul.
あなたは私を敵の手に渡さず、私の足を広いところに立たせてくださいました。
You have not given me into the hands of the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place.
お祈りします。
Let's pray.
神様どうぞこの集会を導いてください
ませ。 Dear Lord, continue guide this service.
神様ダビデはあなたが救ってくださった救いの体験を今日も私たちは新たに過ごできますように。
Help us also understand how David was rejoicing in your hand.
神様あなたの救いを感謝いたします。
Thank you Lord, how you save us and how you continue work in our lives.
イエス・キリストの御名によってお祈りします。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.これはもちろん著者はダビデであります。
So、David wrote this passage.
これは彼は危険な目に遭った後に歌った歌です。
He wrote this song at the time he was rescued from his enemy.
サウルのダビデの敵とは誰だったでしょうか。
Who was his enemy?
皆さんもちろんご存知ですけども、
As you know.
一人はサウル王でありました。
King Saul, his father-in-law.
そうです。彼は義の父であり、ダビデの王様でありました。
Wanted to kill.David.
ダビデは自分の王様であり義の父親なのに命を狙われて心を苦しい思いをしました。
David was suffer because of this pressure and his heart to try to kill him.
しかしダビデはサウロの上の権威の上に神様がいることをいつも信じたので、
But David always admit God's authority in father-in-law.
ですが彼を攻撃することはできませんでした。
So David did not attack his father-in-law.
ですが彼はいつもオーナーです、権威をオーナーしたので、
Always honored his authority.
彼は逃げることしかできませんでした。
Only one choice, he run away from him.
この背景の呼ばれているのが仲介したのでは第一サムエル記の23章の24から25節です。
This story was talked in 1 Samuel 20, chapter 23, verse 24 to 25.
その聖書の箇所を読みしたいと思います。
Let me read the scripture.
こうして彼らはサウロに先立ってジフへ行った。
So they set out and went to Zipha ahead of Saul.
ダビデとその部下はエシモンの南のアラバーにあるマオンのアラノに行った。
Now David and his men were in the desert of Maon.
サウルとその部下がダビデを探しに出てきたとき、このことがダビデに知らされたので、
In the Arba south of Jeshimon, Saul and his men began to the search. And when David was told about it, he went down to the rock and stayed in the desert of Maon.
Yes. 彼はマオンのアラノの中で岩のところに下り、そこに留まった。サウルは、okay. サウルはこれを聞きダビデを追ってマオンのアラノに来た。
When Saul heard this, he went into the desert of Maon in pursuit of David.
サウルは山の一方の側を進み、
Saul was going along one side of the mountain.
ダビデとその部下は山の他の側を進んだ。
And David and his men were on the other side.
ダビデは急いでサウロから逃げようとしていた。サウロとその部下がダビデとその部下を捕らえようと迫ってきていたからである。
As Saul and his forces were closing in on David and his men to capture them.
その時一人の使者がサウロの元に来て告げて、
A messenger came to Saul saying,
急いで来てください。
Come quickly.
ペリシテ人がこの国に突入してきました。
The Philistines are raiding the land.
それでサウロはダビデを追うのをやめて帰り、
Then Saul broke off his pursuit of David.
ペリシテ人を迎え撃つために出
て行った。
こういうわけでこのアバショは敷居の岩と呼ばれた。
That is why they call this place Sela.
ダビデはそこから登って行ってエンゲディの要塞に住んだ。
And David went up from there and lived in the strongholds of En Gedi.
今の聖書にあるようにダビデはサウル王の軍隊に追われていました。
David was about to pursued by Saul.
そしてある山の場所に来て山の反対側に隠れていました。
He was hiding in the mountain.
そしてサウルの軍がやってきました。
And Saul and his people about to caught him.
そして山の反対側の方ダビサウルは追いダビデは山の反対側の方に住んで逃げてきました。
So David ran away from them.
ですからもう一刻の猶予もありませんでした。大変危険な時でした。
So he was in very danger, and David had to protect himself.
将軍としてはそのように逃げるしかないというのは本当に危険です。不利です。
And it was very dangerous moment.
しかしこの時にですね、ちょうどサウル王のところにメッセンジャーが来て、
But one messenger came to Saul.
外国人のペリシテ人がイスラエルの領内に侵入してきたと言いました。
And saying, "Come quickly, the Philistines are raiding the land."
ですからダビデの問題というのは国内問題ですね。 domestic problem ですね。インターナルプロブレム。
So, King Saul was dealing with the domestic problem. He really wanted to kill the David because of the jealousy.
ペリシテ人は外交なのでこのインターナショナルプロブレムに対応しなければなりませんでした。
But he heard an international problem. He had to protect his country now.
ですからこの国を守るためのは彼のプライオリティでした。
So that was his priority.To protect the country instead of pursuing, David.
ですからサウロはダビデの前からいなくなりました。
So King Saul had to make decision. Now I have to leave here to protect the country and fight against the Philistines.
ですからダビデは岩のところから山の陰から出てくることができました。
So David could come out from the mountain.
ダビデの心は苦しかったでしょう。
His heart was so anguished and so in suffering.
もう言いましたけど、義理のお父さんから責められ、自分の王様から責められ。まさに
King David was his father-in-law.
そしてもう危ないと思いました。
And David was just running away.
しかし詩篇121篇にあるように私の助けはどこから来るのかというように私の助けは主から来ました。ダビデの助けは主から来ました。
And David was singing, where my help comes from. My help comes from God.
神様はダビデを救ってくださいました。
God saved David.
一人のトミコさんという人の救いの証をしたいと思います。
Let me share my friend Tomiko's testimony.
彼女は日本の新潟県というところに来ました。
Tomiko is our dear friend. She's from Japan.
そしてご主人と長い間10年間ですかアメリカに暮らしていました。
She married with wonderful American husband and she's been here about 10 years.
ある時トミコさん日本からフォンコールを受けました。
She got a phone call one day from Japan.
お母さんからです。
This was her from her mother.
彼女の住んでるとかとても田舎で山奥に住んでいますけども、ある時お父さんが車を運転してたら、間違って耳の遠いおばあさんを車でぶつけてしまった
と。She heard what was happened in her father. This was very countryside, so his father.
Drove slowly.
Yeah, drove slowly in the rice field, but there was a lady walking, old lady, and she couldn't hear the sound well. So her father-in-law hit her.
残念ながら亡くなってしまいました。
And unfortunately, she had to pass away.
しかし、コミュニティのリレーションシップ、人の人の人間がとても結びが強い地域なので。この人はですね訴えられなくてもし3000ドル払えばあなたは刑務所に行かなくてもいいということになりました。
So the policeman came and searched in the reason and then they said if you pay $3,000, he didn't need to go to jail.
それはコミュニティの人間関係がすごく強いからですね。
Because they wanted to save her family.
Relationship にコミュニティ。Yes. しかしご両親はその3000ドルがありませんでした。
But they didn't have $3,000.
それを聞いたトミコさんはですね、自分のお父さんが刑務所に入ってほしくないと思いました。
So Tomiko heard this story and she didn't want her father go to jail.
まあこれはトミコさんにとって2番目のお父さんでありましたけども。
And he was the second father for Tomiko.
しかし小さい頃から愛して育ててくれたお父さんでした。
And he has loved Tomiko well.
ですからトミコさんは自分のお父さんが刑務所に入ってほしくないから3000ドルをお友達が借りて日本に送金しました。
So Tomiko, borrow the money and then pay actually $3,000 for her father.
しかし、今度は彼女が返せなくて困る時がありました。
But there was a time that she was worried about paying the $3,000.
今、トミコさんと彼女ご主人は素晴らしい生活をしてますけども、当時はですね、4年前は大変な時がありました。
This was a story 4 years ago.
そして自分は返さなくて困っていました。
So she was, really facing the problem. How I can return this money to my friend.
その時にちょうど私たちと出会うことがありました。
And that time, God, put us together. My wife and I met Tomiko.
私は今でも思いますけども、この近くに私はエイジヘッドコートの家をレントしてましたけども。
Actually, 5 years ago, that time we were renting an apartment, from headquarter.
そしてバックヤードでトミコとヨリコさんが、ヨリコとトミコさんが歩いて話をしていたのを覚えています。
I remember that Yuriko and Tomiko was talking in the backyard.
土曜日、そして日曜日教会に来ました。
And she came to the Central Assembly 5 years ago.
そしてその話をしたことでした、土曜日にね。そして パスタジムが説教して、
time,
私たちのバルコニーに座ってましたけど、オルタコールで生まれた時に彼女を連れて、またパスタユリコもイエス様を信じて罪を信じて告白して信じて
受け入れたいですかと言った時に、トミコ and Yuriko came down from balcony and then came to the altar to pray to accept Jesus.
ドクタージムはトミコの肩に手を触って祈りました。
Dr. Jim put his hand on Tomiko and then pray in the spirit.
そしてトミコの目から涙が出て、
Tomiko wasn't sure why she was crying.
そして彼女は救われました。
But she got saved that day.
そしてなんと次の日にですね、
Next day the miracle happened.
日本から電話かかってきました。
She got a phone call again from Japan.
トミコ、トミコ、もうお金は心配するないよ。
Her mom said, Oh, Tomiko, the miracle happened. You don't need to worry about just $3,000.
このお父さんのお父さん、自分のおじいちゃんという人がいることは分かりました。
Tomiko's stepfather's
father.コンタクトはずっとなかったんですけども。
Could not contact with Tomiko's stepfather.
彼女のおじいさんはそのステップファーザーを育てることはできませんでした。
He could not raise his son.
そして日本のどこにいるか分かりませんでした。
Nobody knew where he is.
そして彼はしかし死ぬ前直前でしたけども。
But when he was about to die,
彼は愛を示せなかったこの息子に。
He regret.How he could not love his son.
育てられた息子に愛を示したいと思いました。
How he could not raise his son well.
そして、そうど、多くのお金を残して遺産を。
And he left a lot of money for his son.
そして、
And that checking account came to Tomiko's stepfather's.
そして、それは月曜日に分かりました。
And they heard that great news.
そして、お母さん日本からアメリカに送りました。
So she was so rejoiced and then sent the money to her.
そして、彼女たちは3000ドル返すことができました。
So all the problem was solved.
そして、トミコとハスバンドと長女は感動して。
We remember that miracle was understood that because of Jesus.Because of Jesus solved the problem.
そして1週間後に洗礼式を3人が受けました。
And next Sunday, we remember that Tomiko and Tomiko's husband and the first daughter believed Jesus and then baptized in at Central Assembly.
息子さんも1年間教会に通って聖書を学んで。
And one year later, her son also accepted Christ and got
saved,
baptized in the water.
家族全員が救われました。
We give all praise that how God blessed this family.
そのアメリカ人のトミコのご主人のアメリカご主人も癌で。手術を受けましたけども、
We remember that Tomiko's husband's father had a cancer.
私インターナショナルミニストリーでレターを書きました。
We wrote a letter from international ministry.
彼はカンザスに住んでましたけども、
He lived in the Kansas.
手術の前にフィアを覚えてました。
But before he had a surgery, he felt the fear.
しかし会ったこともない、話したこともないインターナショナル人たちが手紙を書いて彼は霊的に励まされました。
But he told us that later that he read thatencouraging message from international ministry and he told us that how he was encouraged by the prayer from international and the surgery went well.
そして、トミコさんと、スティーブはですね、祈って、そしてお父さんはカソリックのバックグラウンドを持ってましたけども、イエス様を信じたいと、ボーンアゲンクリスチャンとして歩みました。
And even he, used to go to church. He didn't go to church that time.So he came to international service and said, I want to accept Jesus as my personal savior. God saved not only one, but through one, he wants to save whole family. Psalm 127, 2 says,
神はその特に2番目の2節ですけども、
Verse 2
の後半ですけども、神様はその愛する者は眠ってない良いものを備えてくださるとあります
。 It's useless for you to work from early morning until late at night just to get food to eat. God provide for those he loves even while they're asleep.
NILB のトランスレーションですけども、神様はその愛する者は寝てる間に良いもの、必要なものを備
えてくださるとあります。 God provides for those he loves even while they're asleep.
トミコはイエス様を受けた日曜日の次の日に今晩一晩寝ただけで月曜日の朝、神様は素晴らしいものを用意してくださいました。
This is so true. Because God not only saved Tomiko, while she was sleeping, God provided what she needed.
そしてお金を必要なものを与えてくださいました。
God blessed abundantly for her life.
皆さんどうぞ今想像してください。私たちはもちろん宣教師として聖書の言葉を人々に伝えます。
We as missionary share the gospel.
皆さんもクリスチャンとしてゴスペルを伝えます。
And you also share the gospel to the friend.
しかし私は神様のことを思います。
But I think about God.
誰がこの日本で音信不通のどこに住んでるか分からないおじいちゃんの気持ちを知っているでしょうか。
Who knew this old man, grandfather who could not raise his son's heart?
誰がこのお父さんお母さん娘に借金させて悪いなという気持ちを知っているでしょうか。
Who actually understood deeply the feeling that these parents felt bad, that daughters struggled to pay $3,000?
そして日本から離れてアメリカでこの返せなくて悩んでいる夫婦の思いを知っているでしょうか。
Who really knew the heart of
この3人の思いを知っている方はどなたでしょうか。
Who knew this three persons, four persons heart?
それは誰でしょうか。
Struggles.
神様です。
God was understanding their heart and struggles.
私たちはこの人の救うために働きますけども。
We didn't know everything. We just met Tomiko 5 years ago there, and then we didn't know whole story.
しかし神様はホールストーリーをご存知です。
But God knew whole story.
神様はホールピクチャーを持っています。
He always has whole picture.
神様は救いの物語をすでに持っておられます。
He already had the story of the good news.
ポイントは私たちその物語に入っていって救いの福音を伝えるかどうかであります。
The point is, are we willing to be a part of God's plan and give our time and life for His mission work?
トミコはイエス様を信じて変えられました。
Oh, Tomiko was so transformed.
第二コリントの5章17節でこうありますけども。
Second Corinthians 5:17.
誰でもキリストにあるならその人は新しく作られたものです。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has
come. 古いものは過ぎ去って見よ、新しくなりました。
The old has gone, the new is here.
Tomiko はセントラル教会でモップスに参加し始めました。
I know that Tomiko went to MOPS.
彼女はいっぱいコリアンやエイジアンの友達はそれまでいましたけども、
she had many Asian friend.
アメリカ人の友達はいましたけどそんな多くはなかったそうです。
But she told us that she didn't have so many American friend.
しかしモップスに来てからどうか自信がついたようです。
since she come to MOPS, she felt more confidence to make American friend.
ある時車でライドを提供することができました。
One day she told us that she couldprovide ride for American friend.
まあそれは何でもない普通のことに思いますけども
。You may feel it's nothing, just helping someone.
しかしコンフォートゾーンを出て一歩親切するというのは愛がなければできません。
But getting out from comfort zone and helping someone, we need courage.
And 愛が必要です。
We need love.
しかし愛は恐れを染み出します。
Love cast out fear.
そして人間関係にフリーダムが起きました。
And the relationship.In the relationship, God provide freedom in her life.
彼女は日本食の作るのが得意です。
She's very good cook.
レストランで働いてますけども。
She's working in one of Japanese restaurant.
まあもう一人日本人の教会に行って、この人はそれは別なレストランで働いてますから。
We have another Japanese who work in another Japanese restaurant.
ですから私両方に行かなきゃならない。
So we have to go equally to different restaurant.
彼女は宣教のために用いられ始めました。
But God started to use her, to use her gift for God's mission.
Give back to God という言葉がありますけれども、神様の
give back to God.
まずはスリランカの子供バイブルカラチのために私はレイズファンドを私たちは支えることができました。
We gave $1,000. I don't remember how much we gave, but we could give maybe $2,000 to the Bible school, Sri Lanka Bible school.Colombia.
この前はバリーザビーストのためにお弁当を作ることができました。
3 years ago or 2 years ago. And then last year we could give several thousand dollars. Sorry, to the boiler of the church.
その時のお料理を作るリーダーがトミコさんでありました。
But Tomiko was a leader, coordinator of doing this.
ですから今は彼女は宣教のために用いられ始めました。
So we have seen how God is working through her for His mission.
救われて救いの喜びを体験して、そして今神様の宣教のために用いられています。
God saved people and God bless people, but also God used people for His mission.
トミコさんは一時はダビデのように苦しい思いをしました。
Tomiko was like David. She was struggling in the, like a mountain.
他の文化の中で、アイデンティティを保つことも難しいことがあるかもしれません。
もちろん
アメリカ人のご主人は守ってくれますけども、
I'm sure the husband protect her.
しかし自分の中で生きていくのは大変な時があったかもしれません。
But living in a different culture is not sometimes easy to protect
our identity. 皆さん外国に
行
かれた方ならわかると思います。
I'm sure you have experience to travel another country.
しかし神様がダビデを救ってくださったように、
As God saved David.
トミコさんも神様に救われて広い地へ出てくることができました。
God saved Tomiko.
詩篇の31篇の8節を申し上げ
ます。Psalm 31:8.
私はあなたは私を広いところに。
You have not given me into the hand of the enemy.
私の足を広いところに立たせてくださいました。
But have set my feet in a spacious place.
今は堂々とアメリカの中を愛を持っていくことができます。
She's so giving now. God is using her to love
nations. これは神様がしたことです。
This is what God did.
私は一人をリーチアウトするのはとても大事だと思います。
I believe reaching out one is very important.
一人一人導くことは大事だと思います。
Important, very important to reaching out one and one.
先週の日曜日、先々週の日曜日にパスタージェフがリーダーズミーティングで話しましたけども、
two weeks ago, I remember how Pastor Jeff led evening service.
アグリーという言葉で導きましたけども、
two weeks ago, Pastor Jeff preached about agree.
3番目の Reaching One at a Time という言葉を思います。
I remember what he said are Reaching One at a Time.
私は今グランビーチのバックに2人の日本人女性がいることを知っています。
I know still there are two Japanese living in the neighborhood.
そこにいる2人のように私はその2人が救われてほしいと思います。
I'm still praying, Lord, bring them to the church. Save them.
ピアノの中、総額の中をお祈りしていきたいと思いますけども。
I'd like to ask Pastor Tom to play piano.
あなたの中にトミコさんはいますでしょうか。皆さんの中のトミコは誰でしょうか。Who is Tomiko in you? あなたが失われた人を誰か知っているでしょうか。
Do you know someone who is lost?
誰か救いの人を、救いが必要な人を知っているでしょうか。
Do you know someone who needs God's salvation?
神様はその人を救って用いてくださることを信じようでありませんか。
Let's trust in him today that God is so faithful as we go with him.
私は総額の中皆さんをお祈りに導きたいと思います。
I want to pray with you tonight.
もちろん皆さんは長らくクリスチャンの生活を受けられて何年も祈ってこられ伝道してきたと思います。
I respect for those who have been in God's work and serving for the Lord.
しかし皆さんの中に失われた人がいるでしょうか。
But are there any, who are lost tonight?
一人一人導かれなきゃならない人がいるでしょうか。
Do you know someone who are lost?
イエス様は一人一人ビジテーション、ビジットして、そして一人一人を救いに導いてくださいました。
Jesus wants to seek and find the lost.
今井の中でその人のためにインターセッサーのプレイをしていきたいと思います。
Let's pray that your friend or your family who don't know Christ yet will come to know him.
ご一緒にお願いします。
Let's pray together.
I'd like to pass the mic.
Thank you, Yuriko and Daisuke.I'd like us to do a couple of things tonight. First of all, I'd like us to pray for Yuriko and Daisuke in just a moment, just like we would any other missionary. And then we're going to invite you to come to the altar, because what a profound question. Are you doing your part? And thank you for that word, Daisuke. And and then the third thing is just to share an observation.I'll kind of step out there on a limb and take a risk of maybe not fully being understood, but just to share with you an observation that I've had personally. So this is just my own personal observation. But when Yuriko and Daisuke came 3 years ago, there was something about them that I felt like was bigger than just their missionary assignmentto hear at Central Assembly. And there was something about the ministry and the way God was blessing their ministry that I felt like was in a spiritual sense, a breaking into a microcosm of what could be for Central Assembly all across this city and across the world. And 3 years ago, when that was just taking place, we'd have never even dreamed of how many people have come to faith. And I'll just say this, not just Japanese people, but all nations and those in Springfield as well. And I just pray that God would continue to just break open the floodgates and bless this. I hope that's coming across clear, and that God would just continue to use, I believe, our these friends that have come over to, you know, I was thinking about Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 11 and 12, and they're talking about the gifts of the church, and there's something very evangelist and apostolic about what they're doing that is helping us in this body, in this congregation, and I just thank God for what they're doing. We want to continue to pray for them and pray God's blessings. Yuriko and Daisuke Ai Yasuko, could you guys come up here? And I'm just going to ask, let's all stand if you would, and I'm going to ask some of our missionaries, if you would come and gather around. And Daisuke, make sure you stay up so people stay out there so people could gather around. Let's gather around them, and we're going to pray for them. And after that, I'll ask Pastor Tom to lead us in some worship as we come to the altars this evening. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stretch our hands forward and let's lift our voices in prayer. Lord, we thank you so much for Yuriko and Daisuke. Lord, Yasuko and I, we pray, Lord, you continue to use them, Lord, in their heart for the cross. Lord, their heart for Jesus. Lord, to see those of all nations come to faith in you. We pray, God, you'd continue to help them with their support coming from Japan. We pray, God, you'd continue to help people who have been connected from salvation all the way to others and now to ministry. I pray we'd continue to see that cycle happen time and time again, Lord. We thank you for Tomiko and Steve and her family, Lord. Bless them, we pray, oh God, such wonderful people. And we pray, oh God, you'd meet every one of their needs according to your riches and your glory, oh Lord. Oh Lord, expand their area of influence, oh God. Would you just open up the floodgates of blessing, Lord? Continue to give them favor in communication. Lord, I pray that you continue to help them use technology in the way they are to reach across, Lord, language barriers, Lord, and even geographical barriers. I thank you for Jennifer, Lord, and what they're doing through English as a second language class. Continue to use, Lord, these innovative and strategic ways to reach into our community. Lord, we think about the some 600 Chinese students on MSU's campus. We think about the some several hundred Arabs, Lord, on MSU's campus, not to mention those on Drury's and others. Lord, we just pray that you'd continue to help us reach the nations right here in Springfield. Lord, and we pray that as they go back and return, that we could train them up and disciple them and they'd be strong in their faith. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you for the gift they are to this place. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.